Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be The Cisco Kid. We don't have an original air date. We do know it comes from sometime during the Cisco Kid era, and the title is Corky Bernard's Mine. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Amigos, this is the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Corky Bernard's Mine. In Mono County, California, somewhere between the towns of Bishop and Bridgeport, lies the territory of the mysterious Glenda Mine. The location of the mine had been a secret for many years. In an effort to find it, a beautiful young woman and her husband made their way through the dangerous and desolate wilderness.
Well, according to the directions, this must be the Owens River, Corky.
I hope you're right, Bernie. I'm afraid we're lost.
You want to turn back, honey?
No, Bernie. We started out to find the mine, and that's what we'll do.
You're stubborn. That's why I married you.
Not stubborn, Bernie. Just determined. Dad left me the inheritance of the Glenda mine because he knew I'd put it to good use.
If we ever find it. Who there?
Whoa, boy, whoa.
Well, we'll water the horses here after I loosen the cinches.
What's the matter with camping here for the night? It's getting late.
Yeah, we might as well. Hey, I think one of the pack horses is going lame.
Oh, dear. Which one?
The buckskin.
What's the matter, Buck? Load you carrying too heavy? Here. Let's see that foot.
What do you do, pick up a stone in the frog of the hoof?
No, I don't see any stone. Bernie!
What happened, Corky? What is it? Did he step on you?
It's not the horse. Look over there, in among those bushes.
Burning blue blazes, it's a man.
Man? He must be over 7 feet tall.
Howdy. I mean, how... Savvy?
Offer some food or tobacco.
I ain't hungry.
Well, you certainly are a welcome sight. We haven't seen another person in 4 days.
We figured on camping here for the night. We'd like you to stay for chow.
Yeah.
I'm Bernie Bernard. This is my wife, Corky.
Yeah.
Moose! Moose Packer! Where are you? Hey, Moose!
He's calling you, isn't he? Is that your friend?
Yeah.
Well, aren't you going to answer him?
Yeah. Oh, over here, Blackie, by the back of the river.
Oh, who there? Oh, howdy, folks.
I'm surprised to see anybody along this part of the Owens River. I'm Blackie Duncan.
Howdy.
I hope Moose didn't scare you none. He's big, but he's harmless. He's not too smart.
Well, in that case, I'm glad you rode up when you did. We were beginning to get a bit leery about your partner.
Now, Bernie, I'm Corky Bernard, and this is my husband, Bernie. And I would like you and Moose to stay for dinner.
Yeah, they said that before, Blackie.
Well, that's right nice of you, man. And we'll get some firewood for the fire.
Fair enough. I'll get everything unpacked.
Come on, Moose.
I'll right with you.
I'll need that other sack of salt, Bernie.
All right, honey.
I think you overdid it, Moose.
Shut up. They accepted us without suspicion, didn't they?
Oh, sure, but you scared the daylights out of that gun with that half-wit act you put on.
Who cares? As long as they think I'm too dumb to know about the Glenda mine and lead us to it.
Yeah.
And after they do, they die.
Still follow the Owens River, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. You know there are still many Shoshone Indians in this territory.
Any Indians on the warpath around here?
Of course not, Pancho. You know as well as I do the Shoshone are a peaceful tribe now.
Pancho just want to make sure because Pancho think we're coming to an Indian campfire up ahead.
That campfire was not made by Indians, Pancho.
How you know, Cisco?
Can you not see that hombre skinning the deer? You must have just shot it for the dinner.
Oh, see, you're right, Cisco. Aren't you able to see those other hombres now? Hola, senores.
Howdy. Riot on up, strangers.
Gracias, senor.
Oh, Cisco, one of those hombres is a beautiful senorita.
Hola, senora.
Oh,
Howdy. Glad to see you two. Step down off your horses. Food's on the fire.
Buenas tardes to you all.
Buenas tardes, senora, senorita, which it is?
I don't know. I guess it's senora. I'm Turkey Bernard. This is my husband, Bernie.
A pleasure to make your acquaintance, senora. Senora, I am the Cisco Kid.
Acquainted to make your pleasure, senora. Senora, I the Pancho. Pancho, mean Pancho called Pancho.
The Cisco Kid?
And Pancho.
Why, we've heard of you, both of you.
Pancho too, huh?
Why, everyone in California has heard of the Cisco Kid.
Yeah, some Pancho, of the stories are, well, they're kind of hard to believe.
I am sure they were exaggerated, whatever they were.
Well, so you're the famous Cisco Kid.
And Pancho.
I'm Blackie Duncan. This here is my partner, Moose Riker.
Yeah. Here we've been traveling this country for 4 days without seeing anyone.
And now all of a sudden we meet all you folks.
Well, Moose and me belong out here. We hunt and trap for a living.
Mi compañero and I are just heading south from Oregon.
See, and we're not stopping until we get back to Arizona.
I reckon me and Bernie are the greenhorns in this territory.
Pancho, glad that you're here, or we not got the food in the fire.
Oh, Bernie shot the deer. I'll take credit for fixing the food, and you can thank Moose here for the fire. He built that.
Yeah.
Gracias, Senor Moose.
Never mind about the credit. Come on over and get warm.
First, Pancho and I will tend to our horses, Senor Bernie. Come on, Diablo.
Yeah, come on, Lobo. Pancho, lively, Cisco. You ready made food and fire. We camp here with the senor and the senora, no?
It seems like a good idea, Pancho.
In more ways than you realize.
What you mean, Cisco?
Those other two hombres.
Those hombres, Moose and Blackie?
Si. Sí. Oh, diablo. Ho, ho.
We were tied here, Pancho.
What about those hombres, Cisco?
Duncan said they were hunters and woodsmen.
Oh, si. Sí. They dress like mountain hombres. That's what they look like to Pancho. In that Moose, he look like a mountain.
He's a big hombre, all right. But he is not a mountain man, nor is his partner Duncan.
Why you say that, Cisco?
Because of that fire. The senora said Moose built it. No hunter or woodsman would make such a sloppy fire.
Then why they dress like mountain hombres and make believe what they be?
When we fire the answer to that, we will know what those two are after. And whether they want it badly enough to commit murder.
And this is the best breakfast Pancho ever eats, Senor Corky.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying it, Pancho.
I think Pancho is also enjoying the fact he had to do no work to get this breakfast.
Well, after all, Cisco, you and Pancho are guests, same as Blackie and Moose.
Yeah, and I'd like to be able to return the favor to you folks for all your hospitality. Wouldn't we, Moose?
Yeah.
You know, I think you can.
Corky, if you mean...
Why not, Bernie? We're hopelessly lost, and you know it. And with a pack horse gone lame, we'd need help.
The horse may be all right this morning. We'll find our way.
Oh, why didn't you say you're lost? Moose and me will be glad to take you wherever you're going.
Yeah.
Where are you headed, senora?
Well, I don't rightly know, Cisco. You see, we had no map to start out with.
No map?
But you had some idea of where you were going when you started out.
Oh, yeah, we had a good idea. As long as Corky's told you this much, I might as well tell you the rest. We'll pay you well for your services if you'll help us find the Glenda Mine.
The Glenda Mine? It seemed like Pancho heard that name before.
Come to think of it, I do remember a story about some ministers finding the mine.
That's right. They took a fabulous amount of gold from the mine in a very short time. They were chased off by hostile Indians, and only two of the ministers escaped alive. The last one to die was my father.
Knowing that Corky and I would continue to use that money for missionary work, her father's will left her the entire amount.
Yeah, but no map.
No. But before he died, my father told me the secret location of the mine that would be mapped out for me by an old Indian friend of his.
Well, your padre tell you to ask this old Indian where the Glenda Mine is?
That's right. This ring here is my identification.
Let me see.
Well, here it is.
The Thunderbird. It's a good luck sign.
It hasn't brought us good luck. The old Indian we were supposed to contact is dead.
Oh, what was his name?
Well, his Indian name was Ouray Tawny. He was known to the white man as Johnny Shoshone.
Oh, Johnny Shoshone, the old viejo. We know him, Cisco.
You mean you used to know him. He was near 100 years old. He's dead.
No,
you do not really know, Pancho. Take the word of those who do.
Everywhere we inquired, we were told he was dead, but...
Listen to me, amigo. This is a wild, primitive country. Give up your search.
After we've come this far? Well, we can't. Everyone's heard of the Glendon mine. We're bound to run into a trace of it or someone who knows something about it.
Why, sure. And Moose and me will join with you and help you look.
Before you definitely decide, let us have a look at that lame pack horse, Senor Burney.
Oh, sure thing, Cisco.
Poncho, go with you, too.
I want a word with you, Senor Burney, privately.
What is it, Cisco?
Oh, wait a minute. Moose and me will come with you. Maybe we can help. Come on, Moose.
Yeah.
I'll tell you later.
Which horse is it, Senor Burney?
The buckskin, Cisco.
Which foot?
Near front.
Come on, caballo. Pick up the foot and let Uncle Poncho see.
Oh, what's the matter with the foot, Poncho?
Oh, Poncho not see nothing the matter. Ah, bueno, caballo. You follow Poncho. Oh, he not limp, Cisco.
Here, let me see.
Hey, you big moose, hombre. Why you push Poncho?
There is no need of that, hombre.
Oh, hold on. Let's not get into any arguments. What do you think's the matter with the buckskin, Cisco?
Come here, Pop. Here, the foot. Lift up. Yeah. I think the trouble is in the way the shoe is set. Hey, look, Senor Burney. Contracting the heel of the hoof and putting extra tension on the ligaments and tendons along the cannon bone.
Well, what do you reckon I ought to do about it?
If you have a pair of nippers, I'll pull off the shoe.
Well, what do you need the nippers for? Let me over there.
Very well, hombre.
All I need is my hand. There.
There. Santos, he pulled that horseshoe off with his bare hands.
Sure. Moose is strong, he is. You get into an argument with him, Cisco, he can just as easy crush your skull and break your back. Here's the shoe I pulled off the horse's hoof, Cisco. Wait, I'll make it straight.
Madre mia, that moose likely bend the iron horseshoe.
I told you he was strong, Cisco.
I am not grateful for your warning, Duncan. I take it as a threat. I'm ready to see how far you are willing to go to back it up.
Wait a minute. No gunplay, please.
The trouble will not be of my making, Senor Burney.
Mine neither, Cisco. I don't like to fight. I like folks should be my friends.
The campfire last night. You said Moose built it.
Yeah. I built it with my own hands.
Oh, it's not the kind of a fire a mountain hombre would build.
Well, now, what do you expect from Moose? I told you, he's not too smart.
And that's one reason we all ought to take it easy. Now, I ain't very smart about horses' feet, or I would have known about that hoof, Cisco.
Sure. Moose, let you and me go see if we can help Corky break camp.
Yeah.
So, Poncho, think it better for that pack horse to go without a shoe for a while.
You overdid the act again, Moose. If you'd have kept your mouth shut, everything would have been all right.
Oh, stop fretting.
Well, everything is all right. After what just happened, Cisco don't suspect that.
You ain't got two brains to rattle against each other in that head of yours, Blackie.
Huh?
That Cisco kid is as keen as a lobo wolf.
You think he knows we're after the mine?
Of course he does. He's pretending to fall in with that friendship idea of yours just so he can watch us.
What should we do?
Play his game. Wait. I think he knows how to get to the mine. Yeah, and as long as he thinks I'm a halfwit, he only half suspects I'm going to kill him.
There's no doubt you were right about the pack horse, Cisco.
See, he going sound now, Senora Corky.
I'm glad to have this chance to talk you away from the other senora.
Yes, Cisco?
I tried to tell Senor Burney, but I'm afraid he is too trusting.
You mean about Moose and Blackie? But he told me that they
I cannot put my finger on it, but something about the big hombre causes suspicion.
Well, Poncho not know what it can be, but if Cisco says so, it got to be so.
You know, he frightens me sometimes, but I keep telling myself it's because of his size.
One thing I am sure, Senora. Duncan and Riker are after your mind.
See, and it better for them to come along with us so we able to watch their every move.
You still haven't definitely said that you know where the mine is, Cisco.
Well, then I say it now. I do not know.
Oh. Well, then where are you leading us?
To the hombre who does know. In spite of what you have heard, Johnny Shoshone is not dead.
All right. When When's this old Indian you've been talking about going to make an appearance, Cisco?
When Johnny Shoshone is ready, he will come to our campfire, Senor Blackie.
How come everybody thought he's dead?
Was that what Johnny Shoshone wanted everyone to think, so they not bother him?
Bother him? Well, in what way, Pancho?
He will tell you himself, Senora Corky.
How'd you know he was living up here, Cisco?
What difference does it make, Senor Burney? It is enough that I am able to bring you to him.
Pretty. There. In back of you.
Do not be alarmed. It's the old man you seek. Welcome, amigo. Welcome to our camp, Johnny Shoshone.
He came out of the dark of night from the woods without a sound.
My old eyes witness the smoke signal you send, Cisco Kid. What does the brother of all red men want with Johnny Shoshone?
Joy is in my heart to see you again, Oritone.
It's a long time since we last see our amigo, Johnny Shoshone.
Well, this sure is a surprise, old-timer. Everyone thinks you're dead.
That is good. It is wish of Johnny Shoshone that white men believe he no longer lives.
But why?
I am very old. The sun will not rise and set many times before I go to the land of my ancestors, to the land of Great Spirit. This short time I will spend in peace and solitude, as I did when I was youth.
I would not disturb your solitude, Oritone, without a worthy reason.
Well, this senor and senora, the reason, Johnny Shoshone.
My father told me you'd know him by this ring.
The ring of the Thunderbird. I know it. It was mine.
And you gave it to my father many years ago, after the Glenda Mine was discovered.
The ring was given to a man who did the work of the Great Spirit.
I believe they speak the truth, Oritone.
And what of the cloud that greens and the mountain that walks?
It means you and Moose, Duncan.
Oh, well, we're just going along to help Bernie and Corky. Can't you tell us where the Glenda Mine is, Johnny?
What shall I tell, Cisco Kid?
Tell what I should know, Oritone. Your wisdom is far-reaching. I seek to learn.
3/4 of the river become one. The hills walk a level path. The eagle can find a nest.
But I don't understand.
Oh, Pancho not sabe neither.
Gracias, Oritone. I understand. You have told me what I want to know.
Walk with the feet of the blind, Cisco Kid. The snake smiles before it strikes. The sleeping bear awakes to kill. Beware.
Is the place Johnny Shoshone talk about, Cisco?
I am almost certain this is what he tried to describe to me, Pancho. You see how those 3 forks of the river run together?
See, and they make this one big river.
Johnny said the hills walk a level path. You notice that the mountains suddenly drop away to this flat plain.
See, what do you mean about the eagle finding a nest?
Well, I am not sure. Where would the eagle find a nest?
Pancho, no, no. Pancho think way up on top of a mountain, maybe.
Of course, that must be it. That island out in the middle of the river, the way the ground is formed, it looks like the top of a mountain.
See, Cisco, that got to be it. That Glenda mine got to be there. Now we go back and tell Senor Burney and Senor Corky you find a mine.
No need to go far. Here they come now.
What do you think, Cisco?
Now, this is the 3 forks of the river Johnny Shoshone was talking about, isn't it?
Sure it is. See how flat this country is?
Yeah. But the eagle's nest. Now, what did he mean? Hey, Cisco, why the guns?
They are not meant for you, Senor Purdy, nor for you, Senora Corky.
Get out of the way, pronto.
What in thunder are you?
You hombres not go for your holsters. Pancho got you covered.
Well, what for you do that, Cisco?
Do you two sidewinders think that you fooled me for a moment?
Huh? What are you talking about?
I know that you two are after the Glenda mine and that you mean to get it, even if you have to commit murder. Pancho, get that gun.
Si, Cisco, Pancho, do it.
Now, why you gotta do that for?
And you did not fool Johnny Shoshone either. Remember, he warned me, Duncan, of the snake that smiles before it strikes.
So?
And the bear that awakes to kill, Riker.
Pancho got their guns, Cisco, and they not do no killing.
Stand still, boss. I can pull the trigger of this gun 6 times before you can figure out a way to get at me.
Missed me,
I missed you on purpose, Maverick. I do not kill.
Well, I do. As soon as I twist the gun out of your hand.
Lumbering bear seems to have awakened.
And the half-wit ain't as dumb as you thought he was, huh?
Now, Cisco, Bernie. Move or kill him.
Now, here's for me. Stay out of it.
Oh, wait a minute, Cisco. You knock him down.
But not up. This time I'll choke the life out of you.
Look out, Cisco. He's dragging you into the river.
Now that I cut my hands on you, under the water you go. Till you drown.
Musa, Cisco, under the water. Cisco, not can breathe.
Break. Let go of my leg.
It's not hard to trip you here in the water, Moose. You're not as heavy. Glad you brought the fight down here.
I'm still going to hold down to the water till your lungs are water bare.
I go under. You come with me, Coyote.
You wall-eyed body.
Since my fist does not make an impression, both fists together like a sled. We'll do it. I am sure. Now, see you, Bernie. I can use your help. Drag this pack rat from the river.
Well, anyway, Pancho, like to see that big moose knocked out cold.
Come here, Riker. The law cannot afford to let you drown.
Here. Let me help you with it, Cisco. Man, oh, man, what a fight.
Boy, for a time there, I thought you were a goner, Cisco.
To tell you the truth, Senora Corky, so did I.
Oh, Pancho, think those two coyotes be goners behind the bars of a jail cell when we turn them over to the law, and there they stay for a long, long time. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
You're right about that Blackie Duncan and that Moose Riker. They wanted by the sheriffs out of 6 counties.
Well, I am glad we were suspicious of them from the moment we met them.
Si. And Pancho, glad we helped Senor Bernie and Senora Corky find the Glenda mine.
So am I. They are putting the money from the mine to good use. They are very generous people.
Si. And they helping the Indians and anybody else what need it. They learn the Indians not to go on the war path.
Si, Chico. The West will never be settled until the Indians and the white men stop fighting.
Cisco, Pancho ever told you about the time Pancho do the fighting and the enemy get closer and closer?
No, Pancho, you never did. Tell me about it.
Well, the enemy get closer and closer. All of a sudden, one of the enemy right up in front of Pancho.
Si, what happened?
He stick a gun right in front of Pancho's chest and he pull the trigger.
Now, wait a minute, Pancho. The bullet would have gone through your heart and killed you.
Pancho know that, but Pancho's so scared that when the enemy fire, Pancho's heart up in Pancho's mouth.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Diablo!
The Cisco Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to otrwesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.